at an event on Capitol Hill organized by the American Humane Association, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says, it is important to strengthen the bond between soldiers and military dogs.
When you have the connection between a soldier and one of the dogs that he's been with, that actually has saved life, it's making sure that it's not only while they're in the battleground, but when they come back, give them the opportunity if they want to adopt that particular dog.
A majority in Congress wants retiring military dogs returned to U.S. soil and reunited with their former handlers. So does the American Humane Association, an animal welfare group.
Many of these dogs are actually retired overseas in overseas bases, and we believe that if a dog was working alongside a veteran, that they deserved a retirement back on U.S. soil in the home of their retired veteran.
Every year, the American Humane Association selects military dogs, law enforcement dogs, rescue dogs, and others for their annual Hero Dog Awards. The Military Dog of the Year, a German Shepherd named Sergeant Rambo, served as an explosive detection dog with the Marine Corps and had a front leg amputated. Now he's the mascot of Gizmo's Gift, a nonprofit organization, and serves as an ambassador for K-9 members of the armed forces. The American Hero Dog of the Year, a Chihuahua named Harley, was abused in a puppy mill for 10 years and lost one of his eyes. Now he has become a symbol of saving abused pets. Axel, another German Shepherd, won the Service Hero Dog Award. His owner, retired Marine Captain Jason Haig, was diagnosed with brain injuries and stress after 2 combat tours. He credits Axel with helping him return to normal life.
These guys right here are life-saving and life-changing. So for somebody to abuse an animal, you're stopping somebody else from changing their lives.
The American Humane Association's Robin Ganzert says every hero dog has a unique and inspiring story.
These animals make us humans better.
Adriana Zhang for VOA News, Washington.